You're listening to the Woody and Jim Show. Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show, sponsored by the Dog Wizard. Transform your dog into the best little girl or boy they can be. Go to thedogwizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you, and you get 10% off. You know, artificial intelligence, AI, it's a wonderful thing until it finally becomes self-aware and destroys all of humanity. But in the meantime, we can have fun with it.
Until then, a couple of weeks ago, we found out about this service where you can upload a few seconds of video of a loved one that's passed on, and they created an avatar of Woody's late mom.
Right. My mother, Ruby, died several years ago, and I miss her terribly. So through the use of AI, I was able to chat with my mom.
I know.
Yeah. And it's here on my phone here.
Let's fire it up again.
Okay. All right. Let me see if the app
Hello,
is still
Woody.
There. Oh, hi,
it's
Mom.
It's your AI mom.
My
Do
AI
you remember
mom.
Me?
Yes, of course I remember you.
It's been a few weeks since you checked with me. What's a ghost mom got to do to get a check-in from her son? I'm sure it's really hard for you to talk to me. Having to push that one button on your little typewriter TV thing you carry around.
Slow down, Mom.
I'm sure you have questions for me.
Yes. Do you see me up in heaven? Are you always watching me?
Oh, yes. I see you all the time.
Yes.
In heaven, my eyesight is perfect.
In fact,
I never even need to blink. So I'm always watching you, always. I see when you're getting ready for your radio job every morning.
Yes.
I'm so proud.
Thank you.
Standing there in the morning, sucking in your stomach as you button up your shirt, singing Britney Spears into your hairbrush.
Oh, my
What's
God, you are watching
again?
Me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
You know that's my favorite, Mom.
He sings that song in the mirror.
What else do I remember? Come on, Ruby, remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw you getting kissy-kissy with your lady friend last night.
Yeah.
And then it was so frisky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were making the funniest faces. Your mouth was shaped like the letter O.
Oh.
But your lady friend was in her own little world. She counted the ceiling tiles about 5 times. Gotta go. Woody, it's Cinnabon Day up here.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I have 2. What's it gonna do? Kill me? Love you, Woody.
Love you too,
Over
Mom.
And out.
Aww, that's so nice.
That's nice.
That she's always watching, even in my most embarrassing moments.
Always. Always.
But I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Happy Left-Handers Day. It's the one day a year, a celebration of left-handed people.
I'm married to a left-hander.
Yeah?
My wife, has had the struggle. You know, it's a quiet struggle.
It is.
Not everybody knows how tough it is out here in these streets for left-handed people.
But somebody who does know is my son, Jeff, who's on the phone right now. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. So you are left-handed. They couldn't change you.
Exactly. No matter how hard you guys try, I stuck with it.
Oh, my God. They wouldn't accept you, Jeff? They were just like, no, we must fix our child.
I'll tell you, not all heroes wear capes. I'll just say
That's
that.
True, yeah.
You survived your childhood
Absolutely.
With your dad, Woody.
So now, you've had to live your whole life as a left-handed person in a right-handed world. So
yes.
What kind of challenges have you faced? Other than, you know, okay, go ahead.
I'll just say that, you know, I feel vindicated today because, you know, we're being celebrated one time a year. I didn't know that this day even existed until now. So I feel really special today. And it totally makes up for the fact that, you know, spiral notebooks are the wrong way.
Right.
It totally makes up for the fact that you get pencil and ink smears on your hand and your paper every single day.
Yeah, you could say, are you left-handed? Prove it by holding up your hands and see if you have ink or pencil marks all over it.
As
you
kind of,
you got to drag your hand through it.
Yes, yes. It makes up for the fact that you bump elbows with your friends at dinner, all the right-handed people that you have to bump elbows with every time.
Oh, that's wow. Right. So if you're sitting next to a righty who's on your left, your elbow on your left hits their right elbow, and, I mean, there could be physical injury.
Right. You got to time your bites.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%, 100%. And we, you know, every time you go to Topgolf, you have to ask for left-handed clubs, and you feel like kind of a doofus asking for something like that. But you know, it's just it's a real thing.
Yeah. You don't realize that people might, you know, have that kind of stereotype, like, oh, like it's a small bus person here.
Exactly. Yeah, man, it's tough out here for my people in these streets.
It is.
My people.
It is. I do know this. I've talked to some musicians here in town that are left-handed. They say, you know, like all the musical instruments, like quite a few of them are made for right-handed people.
Yeah.
And they have to get specials.
That's the one reason I'm not a musical star.
That was the one thing holding you back.
Exactly.
That and talent.
The thing that was holding me back.
I love you, pal. Thanks for taking the call.
You guys have a great day.
93.3 FM. Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
If you are a trailer enthusiast, you can buy yourself, you have to go to West Virginia, which I understand is almost heaven, for you can buy a double-wide trailer that has an indoor swimming pool. They're calling it this aquatic oasis for just $165,000. The Zillow ad says, are you ready to dive into a one-of-a-kind real estate experience? A haven with the potential to splash its way into your heart?
I love the wordsmiths for Zillow.
They say, with a little TLC, this property is poised to become the talk of the town. So there you go, an indoor swimming pool in your double wide.
I'm sold. That'd be great.
Yeah, giving Santa's pub a little run for its money.
Right.
Producer Sean, what you got?
Well, so it's not quite a double wide, but I got some mouse news.
Mouse news.
Chuck E. Cheese has a subscription now. They have made three tiers, and with the subscription, you get discounted food and games for your visits. But the tiers are broken down from bronze, silver, and gold. For bronze, $7.99 a month, you get 20% off food, and you get 40 games per visit. And it increases up to gold, where gold is 50% off food and 250 games per visit. Now, they don't allow you to do monthly subscriptions. You do have to do it at a year.
At
a time.
They want your money for the whole year. Because after like the first 2 weeks, when you just want to jump off a bridge after being there, they still have your money.
Or this could be a smart hack for those college kids that are trying to figure out how to, you know, get some good food deals. Just, you know, invest like $360 a year and get 50% off your pizzas.
You said good food and Chuck E. Cheese in the same sentence.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Put that in the history book.
There you go.
The chicken nuggies and pizza, right?
Yeah. I love eating at places where they take the stuff off the tables that hasn't been eaten and put the food back into the triangular pizza pattern.
Oh, yeah. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's fun. Welcome the next family.
So there's news reports out now that inflation is coming down. You know how they charged us pretty much whatever they wanted during the pandemic and then just kept the prices there. Well, they say that prices are coming down because Americans are just refusing to pay for more expensive things.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the consumer's saying no. And is making them drop the prices.
They have to listen.
Wow.
They're going to places or finding things that are a lot cheaper, making the people who are trying to gouge us charge a little less.
There you go.
Have you noticed a lot of the fast food restaurants are bringing back like the
$5 meals?
$5
and stuff?
Meal, yeah, because that $5 meal for a while was like $14.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of price you can get on a fast food deal on Temu.
On Temu?
Temu. Yeah. I wouldn't eat any food that came from Timu. I'm sorry.
And it ain't fast either. It's coming on a cargo ship in about 3 weeks.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville is the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. We're just minutes away from Gender Wars, the ultimate battle between men and women and their brains. Have the Shingles Smith Roofing Hotline. Our phone number will be ready to go for Gender Wars, 615-553-0933. We got some concert tickets, I think, to give away, don't we?
Yeah, a pair of tickets to see Train and REO.
Nice. So you can win that play in Gender Wars coming up in just minutes. Yesterday, we got a delivery at our house. My girlfriend Melissa has become a Timu fan. If you're not familiar with Timu, it's like the hierarchy usually goes Amazon, Timu, Wish.
Yeah.
Where you kind of get what you paid for, but it's also super cheap.
Timu's kind of a danger zone.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, look, oh, I can't believe this $1 blender doesn't work for you.
I've been down the Timu road.
She went to she was in the Halloween spirit, of course, so she ordered a bunch of ghost pictures and things like that, a little Russian doll set and all this stuff. And all this stuff keeps coming in the mail, and she's got like she got a t-shirt that I thought was pretty funny. It says,
okay,
give me a break. I was born in the 1900s. But all this stuff, and this,
I like it.
This huge plastic bag of all this Timu stuff laid on our doorstep, and she goes, I paid like $20 for all of that.
Oh, that's very me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that
Frugal Jim is not on the Timu bandwagon.
You know what? I ordered from Timu once.
Yeah.
I'm going to give everybody my Frugal Jim Timu tip.
Okay.
And I know there's people out there saying, it's not pronounced Timu. Every ad that Timu has out there, they pronounce it a different way. So I've just settled on Timu. It's not Timu, Temu, Timu.
Timu.
Yeah.
Timu.
So here's the deal. If you've never gone down the Timu, like, shopping avenue.
The shopping hole.
This is what you got to know.
Okay.
Timu is going to give you the most incredible deal on your first purchase.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you keep seeing the ads popping up on all your feeds and stuff, don't get the like $8 sponge that they're offering for a penny.
Okay.
Okay. Because they're going to give you that deal one time at the beginning. So find the most expensive thing that you want to get a deal on and make that your first purchase. So
is this like a Timu algorithm?
What? It's just a thing. They suck you in with a super good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, the prices go up.
Yeah.
So instead of getting the $8 sponge, maybe you get the $400 espresso machine that they're offering for $48.
Yeah.
And then you've saved, nearly $350 instead of like $7 with the sponge. So I'm trying to help you, people.
All right. Okay.
Just know that like after you buy that first thing, that same, coffee maker, espresso machine is going to be back up to where it was.
It sounds like Timu is like some guy in a back alley selling you stuff.
Pretty much.
The first taste is free, then it's going to cost you.
That is an insult to guys in the back alley.
That's true. Sorry, alley guys. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. It is brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
Yeah.
We have a couple of people standing by. We have Ryan in Bellevue on the line to play for the guys and for the ladies. From Lewisburg, we have Tiffany.
Hello, boys and girls.
What's up, fellas? Tiffany, how are you?
Doing great. About yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Let's give you a get acquainted question, and then we'll let Ryan do it just to let you warm up for the game. What was the first concert you ever saw?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're like, you just crazy, like, wild Backstreet Boys fan?
I was. Matter of fact, if there would have been a class on Backstreet Boys, I probably would have got straight A's in it at school.
Oh, yeah, you got, like, a doctorate.
Right. So you say, I'm a Backstreet Boys fan. Tell me why. Thank you very much. Good night.
Why not?
Right. Ryan, what about you? What was the first concert you saw?
I saw Dave Matthews Band at Starwood way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Dave Matthews there, too. Yeah. Are you one of those serial Dave Matthews concert goers? Like, you've seen him, like, 50 times, or is it just that once?
One and done. Very much enjoy it, but no, I haven't gone to others and say, oh, well, you should hear the one he played at Red Rocks.
I know.
Like that.
Yeah. I've talked to those people where they're like, this is my 36th time.
I love you, Dave Matthews, but I'd like to see other people too.
Yeah, you could have also bought a car with all that money. But anyway, let's get you guys into the game here. You're playing for Train and REO Speedwagon tickets.
All right, Tiffany, multiple choice is a camshaft. Something you'd find in your car's engine, your camera, or your golf bag?
Car's engine.
Car's engine is right.
There you go. Good start. There you go.
Well done. Ryan, is the reality show Top Chef, is that found on Bravo, TLC, or the Food Network?
Bravo.
Bravo. Good
and
job.
Bravo to you. Yes,
there
that is right.
You nailed it.
1-1.
Tiffany, how many events make up an Olympic decathlon?
I don't know. I'll have to pass on that one.
You're going to pass?
Okay.
You mean you're going to use the screw?
Or not? I think she's just declining to answer.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking the fifth.
Okay, it is.
It's 10 was the number, by the way. 10.
10. No points for you there. Ryan,
10.
Here you go. Who played the title role in the Bridget Jones Diary movies?
That girl that was in it.
Renee Zellweger.
Yes, good job.
It came
to you. You got it. Okay.
All right, 2-1 is the score. Tiffany, you can tie it up with this.
This is your last chance. You got to tie it up with this question. The slang term hot stove report is always used in connection with what major league sport?
It's a tough one.
Hello?
Baseball?
Yes!
Baseball!
You just beat the buzzer! Oh my gosh, that's right!
All right, it's tied up. That means
I didn't even know that.
Well, you guessed well.
Yeah.
Use that intuition that you have.
Good stab in the dark.
All right, Ryan, if you get this one right, you win. If not, we'll go to name that song over time, okay? Your question. Splenda brand sweetener comes in what color packet?
Splenda. Splenda, I'm going to say it's the yellow one.
And it is the yellow one. There you go. Good job. Tiffany, we thank you for playing, but hey, we have a winner of Train and REO Speedwagon tickets.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Tiffany, you're a gracious player, and remember, nobody could ever beat you in Backstreet Boys trivia.
That's true.
Just know that. And Ryan, we've got those tickets for you, and we'll also send you a certificate of braggification.
Yes. Impress your friends.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Hi, real quick.
Yeah. Who do you want to say?
Hi.
We got
kids in the back.
All right. We love you guys.
I'm driving them to school.
Oh, very cool.
We listen to y'all almost every morning, and then when y'all said, like, we need a guy, I was like, hey, what? Let me try.
So, all right.
They said, hey, Dad, you're a guy.
Yeah. And you did it. Congratulations.
Cool.
What school are you guys headed to?
National Christian.
All right.
All right.
Hey, everybody there. We love that you listen together as a family. That's a cool thing. And thanks for listening. We're here in the Eurostone Studios here to entertain you / give you a good mood change every morning with Woody and Jim on 93.3. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
That was very profound.
Well, thank you.
And we play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning about 7:20. I don't know why, but... talking to my late mother through AI has made me want to play Britney Spears.
Why are you holding a hairbrush?
It's not what it looks like! Okay. Let's go back in time for a second.
You played an instrumental.
I played the instrumental part.
Is this so you could sing solo without the interference of Britney Spears singing?
Actually, singing. All right. Let's try a different one.
It's a vibe, though. I just want this playing in my life as I walk, like, through the halls at work. Pumping gas.
It's just going on and on forever.
No, it won't stop.
I demand another Britney Spears song.
Woody can't stop the machine. Oh, there it goes.
Here. Okay. Technology. Maybe my AI mom in heaven could explain it to me why that didn't work. Here's something of value that everyone needs to learn.
What's that?
If you give Woody and Jim free things, they'll talk about you on the radio in a nice way. We had a package early this morning. It was just delivered. It's from the Nashville Metro Police Department.
What a nice little gift package they sent us.
Well, they said the police have sent you something. I went, But no, it was good.
It's really nice. It's came with a note, and I'll just read you the highlights. Just said, congratulations, Woody and Jim. So glad you're back on the air where you belong. Welcome to the neighborhood. Their headquarters is just down the road on Murfreesboro Pike.
Within screaming distance.
Exactly. And it says...
good to know in this part of town.
America needs you, Woody and Jim.
Aww.
Thanks for making us laugh again.
That's so sweet.
From Chris. Thank you. That is wonderful. I am absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
And we've got, like, they're like blankets.
Yeah, she gave us a hat that said, Make America Laugh Again. And then we have Metro Nashville Police Department throw rugs.
I love that. Yeah.
And we have a plan for them.
Yes. I plan on wearing my Metro Police fleece thing blanket as a shawl, like, while I'm in the car. And then if I'm ever pulled over, they'll see this man has the blanket of protection.
You'll see, this man is elderly and covered in a blanket.
This man is wearing the blanket of justice.
Although they probably
let's
say,
not give him a ticket.
Say he's probably wearing it because he's guilty of something.
What's he hiding under that blanket?
I know. But so, that's very nice. Thank you for the welcome. That was a wonderful gift and very kind. Thank you for all you do for the city of Nashville.
Yeah, no kidding. And once again, if you give us free things, we'll talk nicely about you on the radio. You know, think about that if you have, like, you know, like high performance automobile dealership or anything like that.
Yeah, they're selling Ferrari dealer over by the airport.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, broadcasting live from the Eurostone Studios.
Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. Love that song. And I know that your girlfriend loves that song.
Yeah. Anything you need to know about Rick Springfield, I got you covered.
She is obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
she sees him in concerts as often as possible.
I got to tell you, my daughter's getting married in a couple of months. And you guys were the first to RSVP back that you're coming to the wedding.
That was my girlfriend's efforts. I wouldn't have done it yet.
Yeah, she did it. And she also filled out, there's a question on there that says, do you have any song requests for, like, the reception? And she had, you know, Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl on there, and you had...
I had 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
It is a ridiculous... It was just... I thought that would be so much fun.
It was perfectly on brand for you.
And we would just march on the dance floor.
Well, she came over with her fiancé last night, and she gets the notifications whenever anybody RSVPs.
Right, right.
And she gets to see their song requests.
Ooh.
And she just burst out laughing because she got one from my father-in-law, my wife's dad.
Uh-huh.
Right, who you've met him. He's kind of a quiet man.
Yeah,
he's not a jovial man. He's
he minds his own business.
He's a little just slightly grumpy.
Okay,
just slightly grumpy, and my daughter just bursts out laughing. She says, "I got an RSVP from Grandpa," and she says, "In the part where it says, you know, do you have any song requests for the wedding?"
Yeah.
he just wrote, which is a thing you don't have to fill out, by the way.
Right. It's not.
Yeah. It's not a mandatory question.
Yeah. It's like you must choose.
But he wrote, "Do you have any song requests for the wedding?"
No. I don't care for there to be music whatsoever.
I don't care at all.
Just give me my wedding chicken and I'll be on my way.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
That's us, and we're here. Here's three things you want to know this morning. If you have been counting on a Spice Girls reunion, sadly, you're going to just forget about it. Apparently, two of the Spice Girls hate each other. Ginger and Sporty. They hate each other.
I did not know that.
Not the two I would have picked.
Even Posh Spice, who didn't want to do it, because really she didn't sing anyway. But she said she was willing to do it.
So she finally comes around after decades and says, "I'm willing to do a reunion." But then there's two others that won't.
Oh, yeah. Poor Baby and Sporty and Scary, you know.
What children?
They're all just sitting there going, "We want to check. Can we all just get along?
Just get along." They should just replace her with Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Yeah, Pumpkin Spice.
Okay, update it. Yeah,
right.
Okay. I like it.
All right. Here's a billion idea, a dollar idea for you. Hey, show what you got.
Well, speaking of other children, Tennessee school districts will receive $12 million for electric school buses, including Davidson County. The program will provide $5 billion over the next 5 years.
Oh.
And it looks like Davidson County is looking to replace 15 diesel buses. So our kids will be going to school in the future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the future.
It's too bad because I just love getting stuck behind a school bus and inhaling all those fumes.
No more.
Second only to pedal taverns to be behind. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just continue with the kids thing and go even younger.
Mm-hmm.
A new study has found a link between children, little infants that use like iPads and tablets to later on in life. They're more likely to go into bouts of anger and frustration.
Mm.
So I guess compared to infants that weren't handed a laptop or an iPad and said like, "Hey, mommy's got to do something for an hour. You go just look at this thing." That those kids were actually less likely to get into an angry outburst.
Yeah. If you've ever taken an iPad away from a four-year-old when they're watching Bluey, you know about the anger.
Oh, yeah. But frankly, if you take it out of my hands, you're also going to get an angry outburst.
Jim's there going, "I was watching Bluey. I want to look at some more reels. I just want one cookie." At 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Try a little tenderness. What, in this traffic? Hey, you know what? Maybe you need a little attitude adjustment. It's time to change my mood. Something uplifting for you.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
Proving there's a lot of good still in the world, a 90-year-old Air Force veteran named Donald walked into a pawn shop. He's been pawning things to be able to pay his rent. He's also taking care of his wife, who has dementia. This is in New Hampshire. But he won't have to worry about that anymore. The girl behind the counter at the pawn shop started a GoFundMe for him.
Aww.
They've raised over $375,000.
Wow.
Really?
And he won't have to worry about paying his rent anymore.
Oh,
and they surprised him with some money on his birthday. It's a very, very sweet story.
Got some cash with me, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough, so...
I have something for you, and we came up with some money for you.
Oh, my gosh.
You can open it.
I could kiss you. God bless you. Should I open it now?
Yeah.
This is the best birthday present anybody ever had.
Aw, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, you are an angel in disguise. You really are. I don't know what to say.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a veteran.
I guess like last week, his landlord raised his rent. What are you, Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life? What are you doing?
Give that guy a break. He's a vet.
Yeah,
he's
no
90,
kidding.
Yeah. And he's taking care of his sick wife.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome. And I just love that people came together and just said, we need better for this guy.
Don't you feel better now?
I do. You changed my mood.
Thank you. Or no, you're welcome.
That was a good story.
Thank you, Andrew Goel.
You didn't do a darn thing in that story, but you told us about it.
I did. Didn't I? By the way, to tide you through the day, a nugget of wisdom with producer Sean.
I never make the same mistake twice. I make it like 5 or 6 times just to be sure.
Y'all have a nice day.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.